The school district must first separate eligible and ineligible costs. The school district should ask that bidders provide separate lists and prices for the eligible and ineligible services when submitting bids. The school district then creates separate evaluation factors for the eligible and ineligible costs and weights the factors for eligible costs more heavily than the factor for ineligible costs. In this example, the eligible cost factor can receive up to 40%, while the ineligible factor can only receive up to 25%.